I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. Welcome to another episode of your own program. This is Muslim Lady. You're hearing us from IRIB English Radio. I am very much happy to be here at your service. This is Asma. And once more, I have the pleasure to be with Sister Zainab to help us with today's topic. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so much, sister.
Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure to be here and discuss with you the lifestyle of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, because I honestly am learning too much from whatever you're saying in here. Up until now, we've been talking about how her life has been going so sad in some occasions. And ever since she was a very little girl, she had lost her mother, and then a lot of problems came in. And then, you know, she never had a simple, straight life as the other people have. Well, a lot of difficulties, a lot of pains, and a lot of sadness. Now she grows and she marries. Has it happened to affect her life with her husband?
Definitely not. She was a very, very balanced woman. You know, in terms of the materialistic life, she had seen a very difficult life, although she was the daughter of the princess.
Yeah, in the top of the hierarchy.
Yeah, you know, Lady Khadija, salamu alayhi, herself was a business tycoon of that
exactly.
time, and she had a lot of money, but even though she spent all her money in the way of Islam, and then they had a very simple and life, which was not materialistic at all. Definitely, when you don't have a materialistic life, or when you don't have enough resources, it affects your mind, it affects your health, it affects everything, it affects your relationships. But Lady Fatima Zahra, salam alayha, she never, ever let these things get dominant over her. She had seen the most of the tragedies. She had seen the most of the pain. And when it comes to her husband, she would see him sometimes coming back from war with wounds, or she would sometimes see nothing at home to cook, or, you know, many, many tragedies, many yeah. difficult things. But this never, ever changed her attitude towards her husband. She would often smile. She would always had a broad, smiling face when it comes to husband, when it comes to relationships, mm-hmm. when it comes to others. She would never show that tragedy. She would never show that pain on her face. She would always smile and always console, always sympathize. And now she's joking with husband. One of the examples that we have, she would tell Imam Ali al-Islam, and they would ask each other a question, who do you think Prophet, peace be upon him, loves the most? Mm-hmm. She would say, Prophet loves me the most. And Imam Ali al-Islam says, no, Prophet loves me the most. So, you know, this kind of very yeah. beautiful conversation, joyous. And then they practically stand up and go to Prophet, peace be upon him, and tell him, see, we have a discussion right now.
Yes.
So you help
There's
us out.
There's a dispute in here.
Yeah. So you help us out. So now she's not joking only with her husband. Now she's involving her father in her, you know, discussion, whatever she had with her husband.
Yeah.
And then Prophet, peace be upon him, gives a very wise answer. He says to Imam Ali al-Islam, oh Ali, you're the most lovable person for me. And oh Fatima, you're the most dearest to me. So, you know, it's a very
so wise and so nice.
Yeah. So, and then they both become happy and the dispute is over. And we have reports that they have had such kinds of, you know, conversations,
yeah.
the discussions. Sometimes it's very necessary to have, you know, such kind of conversations with your husband. Because a husband, when he goes out on work, he's tired, he's exhausted, and sometimes he's in need of such kind of jokes, such kind of conversations. We're saying that she would balance her life.
Yeah. But just before you talk about balance, you know what I remembered? I remembered there was a clip or something and a couple were just joking with each other, and then that joke turned out into a miserable dispute. You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes when we say joking, we don't mean to be sarcastic and ironic with the other person in a way that it would make them lose their temper. You know what I mean? Because sometimes we used to tell them their, their weaknesses through joking or through the sarcastic tone that we're going to add throughout the joke. You know what it goes?
You know why is that? Because we always think about ourselves. We don't think about the other part. Now I would give an example how Imam Al-Islam would think of her and how she would think of him.
Yeah, so, but before you say that, let's go for a short break. Sure. And then we'll be back. Listeners of Muslim Lady, we in here are talking about the lifestyle of our role model. So, sister, you were talking about not to be so selfish and thinking about the other person in a relationship as couples.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Lady Fatima Zahra Salaam used to joke with Imam Ali alayhi salam, and then you added a very beautiful point that while joking, we have to be careful that we are not sarcastic and we are not hurting the other part.
We're not using daggers in that joke.
Exactly. We're not just... Because even in our jokes, we have to be very careful that we are thinking about the other person. We're thinking about his emotions. We're respecting.
Yeah.
Respect, and respect is very, very important. That has to be taken care of throughout the journey.
That's the main idea.
Yeah. So I was saying in one of the examples wherein Imam Ali alayhi salam would take care of Lady Zahra Salaam alayha, think of her, rather than thinking of himself, what we today do, see this example. One day they're working together. See, they had a very difficult, like we said, in terms of materialism. But Imam Ali alayhi salam would leave no stone unturned to make all the efforts to help her.
Exactly.
If not materialistically, he would come home and, you know, make floor with her, clean the home, do whatever he could do.
Or just being a mental support.
Because men today say to women, it's your job, it's not my job to do, to clean the house, to clean the, I don't know,
to make do the chores or whatever.
Exactly. It's your job, it's not my job, or it's not in the, it brings down my dignity if I do the household jobs, you know. But no, are you something more superior than Imam Ali alayhi salam? Definitely not. So who told you to think like that? When a man like him and the commander of the faithful is doing that for his wife, supporting her, it's teaching you a lot of things. It's teaching something to all of the men. Now, I'm not telling Muslim ladies now to expect from your husbands now to, you know, just...
To force them.
If you're making a fort now from tomorrow onwards, go and say to your husbands, come on, get up, it's your duty. Come on, get up, Imam Ali used to do that. No. If you're doing, do it. Try to do it with heart. Try to do it with your full, you know, because it said... If you can, while you're doing things, if you change your niyyah and say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm doing for you.
Which is your intention.
Exactly. If you, for example, while washing the dishes, you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, wash my soul the same way. The first thing, you'll wash them very carefully. You'll wash them very, you try to make them as clean as possible because you have made a
now
deal
with
Allah.
Now that's a nice analogy.
Exactly, because now you have made a deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come on. Wash away my sins.
Mm-hmm.
So you will try to make sure that the things are very clean.
Yeah.
And then actually you'll never get tired that way. Mm-hmm. That's the best way that you don't get tired doing all the work. Because some of the women, they complain that I have been working all day and I'm tired. No, change your niyyah. Try to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're cleaning, try to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, clean my sins this way, the way I'm cleaning my home, clean my wash
and
away.
You know what, sister? I would say that, well, what is marriage then if not building a nest? And then this nest is in your responsibility. And then while you do everything, while you try so hard, I know it might be so hard and sometimes so tiresome, But it should be something happy for you to do all the chores for your house. And I guess your husband himself should know it deep down that they must be a support. They must help you. I mean, you have to do everything hand in hand.
There's no, actually, the thing is that we have to stop expecting and we have to take care of the other person.
Mm-hmm.
We have to think more of our partner because...
So how can I stop expecting from my partner? You know what I mean?
This is
the love of my life. How I should not expect him to do things, to help
me. Actually, when you do things with your whole heart, without expectations, I gave examples that how you get back those things without even expecting. And when you get rewards without expecting, seriously, it's something amazing. See, this example, I said that Imam Ali Alayhis Salam was used to help his lady in the home. And then one day, Prophet, peace be upon him, enters and sees both of them busy in doing household jobs. And then when he sees, he feels very happy. And he says to both of them, hey, which one of you is more tired? Imam Ali Alayhis Salam, taking the...
initiative.
Exactly, says that, see, he could have said, I am tired, please come and help me.
No, this is the ideal husband.
See, I said, you have to take care of the other person.
Exactly, being so caring.
In jokes, in work, in your actions, in your everything, when you take care of other person, you don't know how
then
much...
Then you would get the same thing.
Now Imam Ali Alayhis Salam is expressing his love.
Exactly, yeah.
So sometimes we say, my father is here, how can I express my love? No, see how in front of father, Imam Ali Alayhis Salam is expressing his love for Lady Fatima Zahra.
In the most respectful way.
Exactly, and he's saying that she is more tired than Prophet, peace be upon him, takes... things from Lady Fatima Zahra and starts getting busy what she was doing, and she also starts doing other things, you know?
Yeah. So, sister, just at the very first part, as you started the topic, you said that she has been going through too much of difficulties, yet it did not affect her behavior with her husband and the other people around her. Now, before we go, now, after we come back out of the break, we'll talk about that. So thank you, dear ladies, for staying with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
So this is the last point of today's episode. Well, sister, I asked you a question. See, in nowadays life, if someone, specifically a girl, because she's so delicate, if she goes through too much of difficulties in her childhood, if she loses her mother or father or anything sad happens to her, or if she has too much of materialistic issues, I mean the monetary issues in the home, economical issues, then she would be a sort of a strange personality. You know what I mean? So how is it that Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha, going through all those much of terribles, she's not changed, yet she's being the best of all creatures in this world?
She has had the beautiful ways. She has had the beautiful ways to deal with everything, to keep everything balanced. See, when she gets married, she does not forget her father. She goes and takes care of him. In your life, if you don't create a balance, your life is very hard. You say to yourself that creating balance is very hard, but remaining imbalanced is even harder. So, yeah. You know, when you get married, don't forget your father.
And I guess the key point to keep that balance is to have a strong connection with Allah. Because all those missing parts in your life are not going to be covered unless you think about Allah too much and you make Him be your other half. You know what I mean? I mean, you make Him your friend in your every single moment.
Indeed. Like, we have been talking about her life and we have been saying that in none of her phases of her life, she forgets this thing.
Yeah.
Allah is always there in her life. You know, who would say to her husband today, mm-hmm. I feel shy from Allah to ask you, to demand from
exactly. you. Exactly, yeah. So she considers Allah in every step she takes in her life. And this is the key point
in the phases that you can't even imagine. In the phases that today we can't even imagine. We will say, what Allah has got to do over here? you know?
Yeah.
Yes, you mentioned a very beautiful point that Allah has been at her back.
Exactly, yeah. This is the very important point that we have to learn from the lifestyle of the lady of all the ladies, the queen of all the ladies. So thank you, dear ladies, for staying with us. Until another episode, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.